It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. A controversial lawsuit brought by the Des Moines Water Works against three rural upstream counties was dismissed by a federal judge. We've been reporting on the possible impact the lawsuit could have had on the way farmers drain their fields, not only in Iowa, but across the country. We heard yesterday from the CEO of the Des Moines Water Works, Bill Stowe, who calls the decision disheartening. With me on the phone is Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, who welcomes this decision. Welcome to you, Secretary Northey.
Thank you, Clay. Good to be with you.
Do you see, has there been any kind of a silver lining in this lawsuit that has gotten people talking about nitrate pollution?
You know, I think there have been more conversations about water quality. Of course, I think you and most of your listeners would be aware that the nutrient reduction strategy and that water quality initiative, we call the implementation part of that, started before the lawsuit. The lawsuit was filed right at 2 years ago, continued all during that time. So I think it kind of cut both ways. I think it did raise the profile of the issue. At the same token, it also created an uncertainty. I talked to some producers, and they're more concerned with what the lawsuit may or may not mean and what the uncertainty was than they were with figuring out how to engage themselves. And so sometimes we'd spend as much time talking about the lawsuit as we did the kinds of things that they could work on their farms. And so I'm hopeful that the distraction of the lawsuit not being there anymore will allow more conversations about water quality. And certainly from the farmers I've talked to over the weekend, most have said, and now we get a chance to be able to show what we can do and maybe have more of the public attention on the kind of work that's being done rather than the legal wranglings in a court someplace.
What kind of pressure, if any, do you feel farmers have now to make sure that the water leaving their fields and underground tiles is preventing pollutants from entering Iowa waterways?
You know, I don't think it's a lot different than it was with the lawsuit that was out there. I mean, I think people engaged in water quality issues before the lawsuit was there because they knew that there were tools that could be used to be able to improve water quality. They knew that over time, both the political dynamics and potentially legal dynamics would be such that they need to address these issues, and that all Iowans, and I would argue that engagement we're seeing from urban Iowans too, we now have 34 projects in urban areas, none of which are required of those urban areas to participate in. They're engaging as well. That kind of momentum will continue, and not because of the threat of a lawsuit. In fact, there'd be some folks that said if the lawsuit was the only thing out there, we ought to wait and see what a judge tells us to do before we ought to proactively do it. So I think in this case, we're going to see just as much interest and maybe even more because now it's freed up to address it in a way that they can very much understand how it works on their farms and in their urban areas.
The judge's decision said these problems are an issue for the legislature to resolve. Do you see good ideas coming out of the State House this year?
You know, I see some momentum around funding, longer-term funding for water quality. Of course, they stepped forward 4 years ago to make the first funding strictly for water quality, funding that was $4.4 million out of the gate, now has moved up to $9.6 million. Both houses, the House and the Senate, have passed funding proposals out of committees, not across the full floor yet, to fund a longer-term effort, increase the funding over time, 10 to 15 years worth of funding. I'm very hopeful that those will keep moving forward, even though we have a very tight budget year. It's going to be hard to come up with the money the next couple of years, but I think they ought to come up with a little bit more money and then continue to ramp that up as we get farther and farther out. So I'm hopeful that there will be some movement on that this year, not because of a lawsuit or in spite of a lawsuit, but because it's the right thing. In the same way that it was several years ago when the effort started. Those improvements, and I think we're definitely going the right direction.
Bill Northey, he's Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture. Secretary Northey, thanks as always.
You bet. Thank you, Clay.